Welcome to the AM Jackson Podcast with your host, Mark Daly. News, sports, and conversations that are important to Jackson County. This is the AM Jackson Podcast.
Local Jackson news now from the WKHM.com News Center.
Good morning. 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Reporting with WKHM News, I'm Mark Daly. Jackson police are investigating the death of a 59-year-old man found in the city's west side. Officers were called around 1:30 Sunday afternoon to the 300 block of West Prospect Street for a report of a possible deceased person. When they arrived, they confirmed the body of Richard Russ, a Jackson man believed to have been experiencing homelessness. Detectives were called to the scene and are now working with the medical examiner's office to determine what happened. At this time, the cause of death has not been released, and the investigation remains ongoing. What might have been a curable cancer diagnosis ends with the teen dead and his mother headed to prison. Michigan News Network's Kyle Kimball has more.
And a case as sad as it is unusual, where a woman in Lapeer County has been sentenced to life in prison for her teenage son's cancer death. The life sentence without the possibility of parole was handed down Monday to 43-year-old Elizabeth DeBose for denying medical care to her son, Austin. Austin contracted a rare form of throat cancer, which caused a visible lump on his neck. Relatives noticed the lump and repeatedly pleaded with DeBose for years to get him medical care. The mother did not do this, citing a lack of time and money as the reasons why. Austin weighed 83 pounds when he died in May of 2019.
Kyle Kimball, the Michigan News Network.
Additional funding from the Council of Michigan Foundations could be going toward the City of Jackson's MLK Playground project. According to the agenda packet for today's Jackson City Council meeting, an additional $150,000 would be going toward the expansion of the playground that would include more play equipment and a pavilion. In its current state, city officials say that while routine maintenance has kept the playground space safe, it cannot fully address limitations in accessibility, play variety, or community gathering capacity. The order aims to provide the MLK playground with updated equipment, improved safety servicing, and ADA accessible features. Additionally, the addition of a shaded pavilion would help families and community groups use the park more comfortably for extended visits or small gatherings. It's expanding its potential role as a community hub. A vote on whether or not to approve the change order is scheduled to be taken by the City Council at their meeting Tuesday night. Jackson's First Presbyterian Church, located at 743 West Michigan Avenue, recently announced that they are no longer accepting donations after a massive influx of community support following the Reed Manor fire. The church says that they are seeking volunteer efforts from those willing and able to help with their clothing closet this Tuesday and Thursday from noon until 2, as well as 5 to 7, when it will be open to those who have been impacted by the fire. More information and a scannable QR code to sign up as a volunteer for the cause can be found on Jackson's First Presbyterian Church's Facebook page. City of Jackson is rolling out its annual spring service program as warmer weather arrives. Two seasonal efforts are set to begin in the coming weeks, aimed at cleaning up neighborhoods and maintaining the city's water system. Loose leaf collection will run from March 30th through April 10th. Residents are asked to place leaf piles at the curb no earlier than 48 hours before pickup in their area. Crews also ask that cars and other obstacles be moved from the street so collection can go smoothly. Next up, city's hydrant flushing program runs from April 20th through May 11th. And this process helps clear iron and sediment from water lines and keeps the system running properly. During flushing, residents may notice temporary discoloration or lower water pressure, but officials say the water remains safe to use. It's recommended to avoid doing laundry while flushing is happening in your neighborhood. You can find maps and schedules for both programs on the City of Jackson's website. Can you do anything if a pothole damages your car?
If you go to the Department of Transportation's website, the very first line warns you that a majority of damage claims are denied under governmental immunity. But still, Michigan personal injury attorney Lawrence Cagey says it's not impossible, but it's hard.
Essentially, you have to provide a few things that, you know, you have to show that there was a pothole on the road. You have to prove that the city or county had notice of the pothole. And you also have to prove that they had a reasonable time to fix the pothole before the damage happened.
KG mentions if you're injured because of a pothole, you can then use your insurance company for medical bills or wage losses. But that also has a very high threshold of what's required. Ryan Recker for the Michigan News Network.
Drivers in Jackson County should be prepared for delays as bridge maintenance gets underway on Louis Glick Highway. The Michigan Department of Transportation will begin single lane closures along the I-94 business loop between Mechanic Street and Jackson Street starting at 7 a.m. today. Eastbound traffic on Louis Glick Highway will be closed and detoured while one lane will remain open for westbound drivers. Project is expected to continue through the fall. Officials say the work is aimed at improving safety and mobility in that area. Motorists are advised to plan ahead and allow extra travel time. Construction now underway on M99 in Jackson County. The Department of Transportation began work Monday to rebuild a stretch of M99 from South Street to Gibbs Road in Springport. Drivers can expect intermittent lane and shoulder closures throughout the project, which is scheduled to wrap up in November. Officials say delays are likely during construction and motorists are urged to plan ahead. The roughly $6 million investment is aimed at improving safety and mobility in the area, and MDOT says a project is expected to support more than 50 jobs, both directly and indirectly. And work is now underway on South Jackson Road in Liberty Township, where the Jackson County Department of Transportation has begun a series of temporary road closures for tree removal. The project actually started yesterday with the stretch between Kimmel Road and Liberty Road closed through the day. That time, that same section is part of a safety improvement effort to remove hazardous trees along the corridor. Closures will continue midweek with South Jackson Road shut down between Liberty Road and Jefferson Road on Wednesday and Thursday. Officials say the work is funded through a grant and comes in response to a history of off-road crashes in the area with the goal of improving overall safety. During the closures, local residents and essential services will still have access. A posted detour is in place and drivers are urged to plan ahead and allow extra travel time. We're paying the highest gas prices since the summer of 2023. The story comes our way from Michigan News Network's Beth Fisher.
Gas prices jumped 33 cents since last week to a statewide average of $3.92 a gallon. That's $1.07 more than this time last month. AAA Michigan's Adrian Woodland says consider paying cash since some stations charge extra per gallon if you pay with a credit card.
Combining your errands, and not just combining the errands, planning your errands out ahead of time and kind of planning everything out so you don't have to backtrack home. Combining errands, looking for areas where I can go to the grocery store, other stores, do banking, all within, you know, the same area.
Woodland also recommends enrolling in savings programs. Beth Fisher, Michigan News Network.
Now, according to the latest data from AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded in Jackson has climbed to $3.93. That puts our local stations among the most expensive in the state, trailing only Ann Arbor and Marquette, as Michigan gas prices hit their highest level since the summer of 2023. To put that in perspective, we've seen a massive jump in just 7 days. This time last week, Jackson drivers were paying an average of $3.58 a gallon. That's a 35-cent spike in a single week. This time last year, the difference is even more. In March of 2025, gas in the Jackson area was averaging $3.24. That means you're paying roughly 70 cents more per gallon today than you were a year ago. We've been hearing about higher gas and oil prices, but the war in Iran is also affecting farmers with higher prices for fertilizer. Teresa Sisung is the Commodity and Regulatory Relations Manager for the Michigan Farm Bureau.
That region, through the Strait of Hormuz, there's a lot of fertilizer that travels through that area. Roughly 35% of the U.S.'s urea supply comes through there, which urea is a form of nitrogen fertilizer. There's also a lot of phosphates that come through there and sulfur. So multiple kinds of fertilizer come through there. For those, unfortunately, who did not pre-buy, some of the different options, they can look at potentially planting a different crop. So corn uses quite a bit of nitrogen. So if they're planning on planting corn here in the spring, they may switch to plant soybeans or something else.
Even if the war ends soon, Sisong says it could take at least 45 days to transport supply. As the partial government shutdown continues affecting TSA workers across the nation, a candidate for Michigan governor has thoughts about ICE agents helping with airport security.
Candidate for governor and Congressman John James visited Chemistel Corporation. It was for a rally his team organized to support manufacturing and its potential growth in the state of Michigan. Something else James also supports, President Donald Trump and his decision to deploy ICE agents to airports across the country.
Prioritizing the safety of Americans is something that should be the top priority of any administration, and it sounds like this is exactly what we're doing. I applaud all of our law enforcement officials, but especially the ones in federal law enforcement who are keeping us safe from threats that we don't even know while not taking a paycheck.
Darylyn Horn for the Michigan News Network.
We're learning new details about a fatal pedestrian accident at Cherry Capital Airport in Traverse City. Friday afternoon, a child was hit by a shuttle bus in front of a terminal there. They were given immediate medical attention but died at the scene. The airport released a statement extending their deepest condolences. They say the minor is from Michigan but not from Traverse City. People around the Grand River in Allendale are told to stay away from the water because of sewer discharge. The area is located just south of Grand Valley State University. Avoid the Ottawa Creek from Lake Michigan Drive to the Grand River and the Grand River from Lake Michigan Drive to 68th Avenue. A similar incident occurred in the same area last month. Ottawa County health officials say updates will be made available upon further testing. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety is honoring 63 cars and trucks for going above and beyond when it comes to safety. Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
Sedans, SUVs, compacts, and luxury vehicles among those winning Top Safety Pick or Top Safety Pick Plus. But Institute President David Harkey says one category is notable for its exclusion.
Minivans is probably the most disappointing of all the vehicle classes on our list, particularly when it comes to providing that extra protection for those in the rear seat.
Rear seat protection remains a big issue, also with pickups, as only the Tesla Cybertruck and Toyota Tundra received Insurance Institute honors in the pickup category. Jeff Gilbert for the Michigan News Network.
Food industry leaders are speaking in Michigan this week. More from Ryan Recker.
It's a sold-out conference in Kalamazoo where students and executives and experts meet to talk about the current trends in the food industry. Dr. Russell Zwanka, director of the food marketing program at Western Michigan, says changes on the federal regulation level will always be a topic at events like this.
In the sense that, you know, how will fuel increases be passed on to the consumer, or will they be able to be passed on to the consumer? That will always come up. Value. You know, I would say consumers always seeking value. And as the economy contracts even more, the push towards value becomes more front and center.
Amazon Keurig, Dr. Pepper, and Kellanova will be speaking to the students and others who traveled to Western Michigan to attend this sold-out conference. Ryan Recker for the Michigan News Network.
A new University of Michigan study suggests due to heavy substance abuse over the years, young adults may experience a decrease in memory decades later. The study was recently published in the Journal of Aging and Health. Researchers reported how frequently participants between the ages of 18 and 30 were binge drinking or had near daily use of alcohol, cannabis, and cigarettes. Those patterns were then compared with self-reported poor memory at the ages of 50 to 65, showing that treating substance use during young adulthood could help protect brain health, while also highlighting the need to prevent smoking early in life. The captain of the Port Northern Great Lakes is about to open the waters to separate the ice between Mackinac Island and St. Ignace. Starting today, the Coast Guard cutter Mobile Bay is asking all recreational ice users to stay away as they break the ice. And finally, this morning, think twice before fishing without a license.
A simple citation could actually land you in jail. The DNR says Derek Dermeyer had a history of offenses, which extends to even taking deer without a license. And in December, they caught him out on the ice of Lake St. Clair with a revoked fishing license. They wrote him on two citations, then informed the St. Clair County prosecutor, who looked at his history and offered him a plea deal, which he declined. He took it to a jury, who found him guilty, and the penalty 30 to 180 days in jail for those two license violations. The DNR said habitual offenders are not only stealing resources, but they also create a bad name for the law-abiding majority of hunters and anglers. Ryan Recker for the Michigan News Network.
You know, Knutson's on Wamplers Lake Road in beautiful Brooklyn, they can sell you. They can sell you your fishing license right now as we speak. It's Tuesday. It's the 24th day of March, and today we celebrate World Tuberculosis Day. It's International Day for Achievers. It's National Cheesesteak Day, National Chocolate Covered Raisins Day, and it's also National Cocktail Day. It was on this date in 1882, German scientist Robert Koch discovered and described the tubercle bacillus, which causes tuberculosis, and established germ therapy. It was on this date in 1955, Tennessee Williams' play Cat on a Hot Tin Roof opened. It was on this date in 1958, Elvis Presley joined the Army. On this date in 1980, ABC's nightly Iran hostage crisis program was renamed Nightline. It was on this date in 1991, Hulk Hogan beat Sergeant Slaughter for the WWF heavyweight title. It was on this date in 2006, Pope Benedict added 15 men to the College of Cardinals. It was on this date in 2010, the World Health Organization appointed Craig David as a goodwill ambassador against tuberculosis on World Tuberculosis Day. It was on this date in 2017, Donald Trump and the Republican Party were forced to pull their attempt to repeal Obamacare after internal opposition. On this date in 2020, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi ordered a 21-day lockdown for world's second most populous country in an effort to curb COVID-19. And it was on this date in 2022, Spotify paid $7 billion to music industry right holders in 2021, which accounted for almost 25% of the industry's total revenues. Birthdays today include Finn Jones, 38, actor from Game of Thrones, Iron Fist, The Defenders, Lake Bell, 47, actress from Boston Legal, The Chair Company, Bless This Mess. Peyton Manning, he's I love Peyton Manning. He's 50 today, NFL quarterback. Allison Hannigan is 52, actress, How I Met Your Mother, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory, he's 53 today.
Bazinga. Bazinga. Bazinga.
Laura Flynn Boyle from Twin Peaks is 56 today. Star Jones from The View, 64 today. Mary Berry, 91, chef, former host of the Great British Bake Off. Harry Houdini would have had a birthday today, passed away in 1926. Steve McQueen would have had a birthday today, passed away in 1980. Robert Carradine, Revenge of the Nerds, Lizzie McGuire, passed away earlier this year. Would have had a birthday today. Other birthdays today include Benj Gershman, bassist from OAR, 46 today. Sharon Corr from The Corrs is 56 today. Dougie Thompson, Supertramp, he was a bassist. He's 75 today. Nick Lowe has a birthday today. Nick Lowe turned 77.
You gotta be cruel to be kind in the right measure. Cruel to be kind, that's the very design. But cruel to be kind means that I love you, baby.
You gotta be cruel to be kind.
For more local stories, breaking news, and interviews with Jackson's newsmakers, visit us online at WKHM.com. I'm Mark Daly. Mark Daly, and you're listening to the AM Jackson Podcast.
Back to AM Jackson on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, let's get to it. Your sports, courtesy of Kettlebell Hotspot Sport and Fitness Center. If you're listening to this right now, it's possible, it's very well possible that your schedule could allow you to hit that Monday, Wednesday, Friday class at 6 a.m. They also have classes at 8 a.m. They also have classes 4:30 on Monday and Wednesday, and that Saturday morning circuit, that's a fun one. That's a lot of fun. A kettlebell hot spot. It's where your functional fitness begins, improving your strength, balance, and mobility. So wherever you are in your physical fitness journey, they have a spot for you. Kettlebell Hot Spot, 7851 Spring Arbor Road, on Facebook and online, kettlebellhotspot.com.
All right, we're going to start off. We've got high school athletics to hit upon first here today. We're going to get you to high school soccer, where yesterday out of the Cascades, it was Dansville getting the win over Leslie 5-2 yesterday. On the docket for today, Manchester is at Lumen. That is set for a 6 o'clock tip time, and Columbia is at Northwest. That is a 6:30 kick time. In high school soccer, Interstate 8, already talked about Columbia at Northwest. We have Bloomingdale at Penfield, the other contest in the I-8. And that's kind of it when it comes to high school soccer. Other things going on in the world of sports, you had today in baseball. Dansville's at Springport. That's at 3:45. Western at Napoleon. 4 o'clock, and Northwest at Hanover Horton at 4 o'clock. All that in baseball. In softball, Western at Napoleon at 4 o'clock. Concord at Olivet at 4. Northwest at Hanover Horton, that's also at 4. One contest around the track and field today. That's Northwest. Wow, really early to have that inter-county rival. Northwest is at Western today in track and field. That's at 3:30. And lacrosse. Jackson lacrosse is at Allen Park. Ooh, little bit of a bus ride for the lacrossers today. That's at 6 o'clock as lacrosse is at Allen. Hey, let's revisit softball really quick. There's been some changes to softball courtesy of the MHSAA.
The Michigan High School Athletic Association Representative Council approved a proposal that increases roster flexibility for softball teams in the state. The new rule allows athletes to compete on teams in multiple levels on the same day as long as they don't exceed 38 regular season games for the year. For example, they could play in the JV game and then turn around and play in the varsity game as well. This already existed in MHSAA baseball. Jeremy Otto, Michigan News Network.
On to the hardwoods of the association from the NBA. Without Cade Cunningham, it was Danis Jenkins at Little Caesars Arena. He had himself a night as the Pistons get the season sweep on the Lakers. It was a tight one, 113-110 for the final there. Jenkins had a career high 30 points to go along with 8 assists as Detroit snapped LA's 9-game winning streak last night. Jalen Duren had 20 points, 11 boards, while also locking up Luka Doncic on the last play of the game, preventing the Lakers star from knocking down what would have been a game-tying three-pointer at the buzzer. We've got highlights for you. Let's run through some of those. Asar Thompson starts he sets the tone early, right in the first, as he slams one down.
Dribbles with the left hand, goes to Thompson on the left wing. Assar on the move, hands it off. Robinson back to Assar. Wow. Oh, what a give and go and a dunk, and it's 2-2.
That was wide open. I love that pick and roll action.
Duncan Robinson getting a bunch of threes on the night. We're going to jump ahead to the third as he drains one and puts the Pistons up 71-55.
Robinson to Duren. Ooh, kicks it behind him. Jenkins on the move. Kicks it behind him. Robinson top side. Three more. Holy mackerel. There
keep it,
is.
It going, baby.
Yeah, get my little sip of coffee right there with our drinking game every time there's a holy mackerel. Jenkins gets a second chance putback. Well, not a putback. Second chance three. And the Pistons up 81-67.
Ayton out on Harris. He'll attack. Pulls up. Got a mid-post shot. No. Thompson with a follow-up dunk that wouldn't go down. He comes out with it. Gives it to Harris. Harris tried to slip under. Couldn't. Right corner. Danis for three. 81-67. Pistons. They're just draining threes tonight. 11 out of 20.
Getting rebounds. And love it.
I love Mason in the background. Pistons have the best arena announcer on the planet, and he's been doing it for decades. LeBron turns it over. Herter gets the score. This is in the fourth. It's 97-91.
LeBron trying to back it down. Bumps into Green again and again, and there's the ball knocked away by Duren. Herter on the run out. Luke got hit in the face, and Herter lays it in. 97-91.
97-91, that's in the fourth. Jenkins gets a score in the fourth. It's 111-110.
Danis Jenkins, how quickly will he shoot? Danis goes to the baseline, jump shot, and hits it! 111-110. Now L.A. has plenty of time.
Yeah, they did. It was 111-110, but the Pistons put another couple up on the board, and they would prevent the Lakers from getting the score and getting at least the tie.
From the right sideline, LeBron still holding, slings it over, it's loose, and Luka recovers it against Duren, bobbing and weaving, leans in, whirls around, shoots, short, Pistons beat the Lakers, they're going to sweep the series. Holy mackerel.
Yep, I'm coughing.
What a finish.
Need some caffeine today.
Great defensive job by Jalen Duren on Luka Doncic, and the Pistons knock off the Los Angeles Lakers, 113-110.
So, yeah, the Pistons get the sweep of the Lakers, and they get ready for their third home game in this four-game stretch tomorrow, 7 o'clock, against the Atlanta Hawks. And we're going to have that for you. That's a 6:35 broadcast, 7 o'clock for the tip time down the hall to the left on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And then Thursday, we get back into NCAA basketball. And we have Tigers also. So all looking for Thursdays. Thursday, we get back to busy days. Elsewhere around the hardwoods of the association yesterday, where we saw the Thunder. They took care of the 76ers, 123-103. Pacers on top of the Magic, 128-126. The Spurs beat the Heat, 136-111. Hawks over the Grizzlies, 146-107. The Bulls beat the Rockies, 132-124. Raptors on top of the Jazz, 143-127. Warriors in overtime, beating the Mavericks, 137-131. Trailblazers beat the Nets, all over the Nets, 134-99. And the Clippers beat the Bucks, 129-96. NCAA basketball action yesterday. For the ladies, it was Louisville squeaking by Bama. That's a third seed over a sixth seed, 69-68. In overtime, it was Virginia beating the 10th seed, Virginia beating the second seed, Iowa, 83-75. Notre Dame, the fifth seed. Wait, no, I'm sorry, the sixth seed. Notre Dame, the sixth seed, getting a win over Ohio State University, 83-73 yesterday. Fifth seed Kentucky beating West Virginia, 74-73. UConn, they were the top seed. They beat ninth seed Syracuse, 98-45. Vanderbilt getting a win over Illinois, 75-57. That was a two over a seven. Top seeded South Carolina getting a win over ninth seed USC, 101-61. And number one seed UCLA over eighth seed Oklahoma State, 87-68. MSU got bumped out over the weekend. U of M, they're still alive. They play on Saturday against Louisville. That's a two seed versus a three seed. So they play against Louisville coming up on Saturday at 12:30 for the ladies. Wolverines, they'll play again on Friday. And then if they win, they'll play again on Sunday. We'll talk more about that as we get a little closer to it. Jackson College Jets baseball. Coming off of a, well, not coming off of, they're on a six-game winning streak right now. Little rough to start off the season. But now they're riding that six-game winning streak. And a little bit later on today, 3 o'clock, the Jets host Mid-Michigan College. That's going to be 3 o'clock at those fabulous facilities on the campus of Jackson College. Jackson College Jets baseball. So they start off the season with a couple wins, and then they went on a 6-7-8-game losing streak until they finally put together six wins. So they are now 8-8 on the season, 3-0 in conference play. 5-1 at home. They are 1-4 when they're on the road, 2-3 on neutral ground. So they've got a tremendous home record. And hopefully that translates over to a win later on today as the Jackson College Jets, they will be taking on Mid-Michigan. Did I say 3 o'clock? 2 o'clock, first pitch. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. It's 3 o'clock, first pitch. 2 o'clock for their Thursday contest. 3 o'clock today. And you can get there early if you want. Enjoy the concessions. Softball squad for Jackson College Jets. Now, they also had a rough start to the season. They started off with four losses in a row, and then for a while they were trading wins and losses kind of back and forth. Now they are 3-2 in their last five, 3-1 in their last four. So the Lady Jets, or the softball team for Jackson College, they've got a doubleheader today, 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, as they host, out of their conference, Glen Oaks Community College. So, GOCC, I guess. Lady Jets, 6-8 overall, 3-1 in conference play. They're 4-4 at home, 2-4 on the road. They haven't had any neutral contests yet. So the softball team for Jackson College, doubleheader today against Glen Oaks Community College. On to the ice of the National Hockey League, where yesterday it was the Senators topping the Rangers 2-1. That's it. There was one contest yesterday in the NHL. Wings, they get back in action tonight, and they've got a little work to do. They are sitting there with 84 points, and that puts them in the fifth spot in the Atlantic Division. So they've got, they're still clinging onto the wild card spot, but like you said, they've got just a skosh of work to do, and they'll get back to work tonight as Detroit takes on the Ottawa Senators. Now, the Senators, when they're on the road, they are 19-13-4. The Wings, in the friendly confines of the Little Caesars Arena, they are 20-12-3. Detroit at minus 25 for tonight. They don't do a matchup predictor for NHL for some reason, but the Wings are favored to win. And let's see. Ottawa, they've got 83 points. The Wings with 84. So they're two pretty close matched teams. Last five for the Wings. They are 2 wins and 3 losses. Senators, 4 wins and 1 loss in their last five. So Wings got to get themselves off that schneid and kind of turn things around. That's what we kind of need from the Wings. Well, the Major League Baseball season getting ready, as opening day is tomorrow. Tigers, they don't start until Thursday when they have they open the season against San Diego. So what are the odds for the Tigers this year? I know way too early polling for the Detroit Baseball Tigers, but that's not stopping us, and it's not stopping Tony Ortiz.
We're all behind our baseball team. Go get 'em, Tigers.
That seems to sum up what odds makers think about the season for the Tigers, as they're expected to win the American League Central Division with an over-under win total of 85.5. That's three wins better than the second-place Kansas City Royals. The additions of Framber Valdez and Justin Verlander to the starting rotation, as well as the continued improvement of veteran players like Riley Green, have the experts believing the Tigers could contend for the American League pennant this season. By the way, the Tigers on the board at 22-1 odds to play in this year's World Series. By the way, we'll know just how good this Tigers team will be pretty quickly, as 20 of the season's first 32 games will take place on the road. I'm Tony Ortiz for the Michigan News Network.
That's a lot of road games to start off the season. Detroit Tiger baseball. Yeah, getting ready Thursday. Can't wait for it. Can't wait to get that season back underway. And, my friends, that's a look at your sports this time around on AM Jackson, as we are here at 6:52, 8 minutes now in front of 7 o'clock. Sports is courtesy of Kettlebell Hotspot Sport Fitness.
You're listening to the AM Jackson Podcast with your host, Mark Davis.
Back to AM Jackson, live from the County National Bank Studio.
News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and it's a pleasure to have back in the studio with it. It has to have been a few years, Thomas, since you've been here, hasn't it been?
It's been more than a few years.
It's been
over a dozen years.
Oh, my goodness. Thomas Burke joining us live in the studio. Good to see you, my friend.
You as well.
Thank you for being here this morning, too. A little bit closer to that. Right on top of it. Yeah. There you go. There you go. All right.
Okay.
So, Thomas, save our youth. For our listeners, since it's been a hot minute since you've been here, for our listeners, let's talk about what Save Our Youth is here in Jackson.
Well, first, I want everybody to understand what Save Our Youth is all about. We are a nonprofit mentoring organization. We mentor youth starting at ages 5, and we go to young adults as old as 25 through our various programs and projects.
Right. Now, you've been running Save Our Youth for, how long now?
Yes, 22 years this coming July.
Okay, so just a hot minute.
Yes, just a hot minute.
Why? Let me start there with a very simple question. Why is this important to you, and why do you keep it going here in Jackson?
Well, Save Our Youth started when I was an officer at Jackson Prison. I was a cell block officer for many years. And in 2004, the state of Michigan were remanding youth as young as 14, 15, 16 to the state prison system. And unfortunately, those youth were coming to cell block number 2, where I was working at that time, and I was not having that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what's that like when you're seeing you're seeing youth, and now they have a youth home to go to, but you're seeing in a prison with grown men and adults, when you're seeing youth going through the cell block, that has to be disheartening.
It was very heart-wrenching. I mean, you're looking at kids. We understand they committed crimes, or maybe not. We also understand that those youth are victims of circumstances.
Right.
A lot of them are. They don't understand. Sometimes they do not understand what they're doing. Sometimes they're just following the leaders. Sometimes they're just trying to be big Billy Bad. You know, I can't say the word.
Right. I got you. I understand where you're going. I do. Well, during my time at United Way, and that's when you and I really developed that friendship. We got to see each other quite a bit. And when I was at United Way, one of the things that we focused on was trying to address root causes, whether it was financial stability, poverty, whatever. We were trying to address the root causes. For you, Thomas, when it comes to issues with our youth, either back then or ongoing today, because I'm sure there's still some of the same issues, what are those root causes? What is it that you're trying to impact with our youth here in Jackson, Thomas?
Well, as sad as it may sound, but one of the root causes starts right at home, where there's a lot of parents, single-parent homes, mothers who have to work all day or whatever they have to do to survive, to put food on the table, pay the rent. And that leaves the youth vulnerable because they do not have that parental guidance in the home. And it just, the list just goes on and on and on,
yeah.
Mark.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you have those single parent homes, and mom's working a couple, three different jobs.
Yes.
Just to be able to make sure the medications are there, to put the food on the table, make sure their shoes on the feet, all of that stuff. And it's hard to make sure that kids are getting back and forth to school. It's hard to make sure there's supervision there at nighttime. It is.
It is. And then when they get to school, a lot of times, the youth cannot focus.
Right.
They are struggling, I would say, with PTSD from the home or even the neighborhood. It sounds bad, but it's a true reality.
Right.
And the children bring that focus to school, and they cannot focus on school. Now they are in behavior that might deem them to be bad students or bad kids. When no kid is a bad kid, they just are victims of circumstances. That's where Save Our Youth steps in.
So, all right, let's go there. Thomas Burke from Save Our Youth here in the studio with us today. So Save Our Youth steps in, and when they step in, what are they doing? What are some of the programs? What do you offer for our youth here in Jackson?
Well, first, we want to offer them our mentorship.
Okay.
We want to make sure they understand why we are sitting in front of them. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure they understand that we are here for them, first and foremost, on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can offer them our programs. Our programs are a wide variety of learning programs, such as our music program, our art program, our robot building program, our physical fitness program, and so forth.
Okay. So what they just if we have someone listening right now who has identified a youth that needs something like this, what's the best way? How do they connect with you? How do they learn more about Save Our Youth?
Well, we work along with the Jackson Public Schools. A lot of times we work with the principal, the teachers inside the schools. And we also have a good outreach into the community working with the families.
Okay.
And the families have been more engaged with the program in the past year. Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit more detail about some of those programs. You mentioned art, you mentioned music, you mentioned physical education. Let's talk about the music, because right now, for some reason, that's speaking to me. What is your music program? What's that like?
Well, our music program, we have a 9-month program that starts at the beginning of the school calendar year.
Okay.
We have a professional music instructor. His name is Thomas Firth. As a matter of fact, Thomas Firth is the grandson of Amy Firth of Amy Firth School. Thomas Firth is a professional musician.
Okay.
And the classes go this way. There's a 30-minute class once a week right there in the youth's home.
Yeah.
And they can sit in front of the laptop, and Thomas Firth is on the other side of that laptop doing virtual lessons.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool. And it's like a variety of different instruments then? Or?
Yeah, we train our youth in violin, acoustic guitar, and keyboards. And in 9 months, if the youth if they complete the program, they get to keep the instrument, and also they can continue on with lessons as they see fit.
Yeah, and it's a great way to kind of pivot from what they could be doing to giving them some structure outside of class time, right?
You would be you'd be surprised how many youth are really interested in learning an instrument.
Right. Yeah,
and it does help with their mental health by case studies.
Right. Robotics. A lot of schools here in Jackson County have robotics, but there's others that don't, and so you're kind of filling that niche, right?
Yeah, that's another area where Save Our Youth, we do fill those gaps.
Yeah,
and we have a robotics training program where we work with fourth graders on up to seniors, high school seniors.
Uh-huh.
We have a work environment type of robotic training program. Our robotic training program does not prepare our youth for a competition, but we prepare our youth more for getting ready for job readiness.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that makes sense. Yeah. All right. So that's one of the programs that you offer. We talked about physical fitness too.
Yes, physical fitness. We offer the families, not just the youth, but the families as a whole, and some of their neighbors, some of the youth neighbors, to come down to the YMCA and enjoy the YMCA under the Save Our Youth membership.
Okay.
It's free. We can they can come in once or twice a week, 5 or 10 youth at a time, and they can just enjoy themselves.
Right.
Yes.
So 22 years you've been doing this, and I'm sure you have stories. I'm sure, because you wouldn't keep doing it if you weren't making a difference, if you didn't see the success stories in Jackson, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jackson has been wonderful to this program. Mm-hmm. I can't say the support, the compassion that the residents and the families and the businesses, the churches, the school system has treated Save Our Youth with utmost respect.
Yeah.
We do have, we are working on our last year's numbers as far as data.
Uh-huh.
And we have seen some very good success stories over the years.
Right. Well, I'm sure. I guess maybe not, but I'm going to ask a question. You can tell me. I'm almost positive that in the 22 years you've been doing this, you've most likely had some kids who have gone through your program who have now come full circle and are helping you out.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I the most recent story I've been telling is we have a young man that was in our work program for almost 2 years.
Okay.
He worked at Christoph's and Sons for flooring.
Okay.
And he loved it over there. He worked his last 2 years over there in high school. When he graduated from high school, he explained that he has to move on to college. He didn't have time to keep his job there. And that's the other thing about the work program. These are not just summer jobs that we hire our youth out to work at the various businesses in the community.
Mm-hmm.
These are year-round jobs. We hire these, we find positions for the youth in the community, and we pay them to work.
Right.
Save Our Youth pays the youth to work 10 hours a week at the various positions in the community.
Okay.
So this is a well-structured program, the work program.
Right. Yeah. Well, and it gives them, it gives them the opportunity.
Yes.
Which otherwise wouldn't be there, which otherwise, I mean, who knows which way, one direction or the other. The kids might go, but the opportunity is there for them to learn a trade, to get a job, to develop skills, you know, and all that stuff.
Yes, soft skills, especially getting them ready for interviews, getting them ready, understanding how to, you know, we know being on time is being late at work. You got to make sure you're there. We try to train our youth to be there on time, which is about 10 minutes early before you clock in.
That's a good point.
You know,
a lot of people don't realize that on time actually means early, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And even just, you know, a dress code and teaching youth how to interact with other workers and especially learning how to follow instructions per your supervisor.
Right. Very good. Thomas Burke joining us here in the studio. Save Our Youth. Are you looking for volunteers? Are you looking for donations?
Yes, we are always in the hunt for volunteers and donations. Now, I want everyone to be mindful that we do background checks on our volunteers.
Well, for sure,
yes. And donations can be sent to Save Our Youth. We have a PayPal button on our website.
Okay.
Or if you want to write a check, you can write a check to Save Our Youth, Jackson. 211 West Ganson.
Okay.
Suite 220, 49201.
Over there by the United, you can find the United Way corner. You can find Save Our Youth, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Or if you can find the Jackson County Fairgrounds, you can find
there you go. That's right. Yes. For sure. Okay. So as far as volunteer opportunities, I'm assuming people are going to be leaning into their strengths when they're coming to volunteer for you.
Yes. The volunteers, will be mentors.
Okay.
Okay. Mentors are anyone who wants to see our youth to succeed.
Gotcha.
And anybody can volunteer. Well, not anybody. We do have
the background checks, yes, right? Yes, yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Sure. So again, can they go to the website for info on that? Okay.
Yes, the website is saveouryouthjackson.org.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. One of the things that I'm familiar with is the Grand Slam for Kids Now, we talk about that every year with Representative Schmaltz. Even though she's working in Lansing, she still spearheads that.
Yes, she is.
But you've been a part. You and your volunteers, your mentors, and your kids have been going to Comerica Park with that for quite some time, right?
Yes. Well, our relationship with Kathy, Representative Schmaltz, who invited us to the opportunity, was started back in 2006 when we were going to the Pistons games in Auburn.
That's right. Yes. Boy, that was, what is that, Slam Dunk for Kids or something like that? Okay.
Yes.
That's right. And then they pivoted over to Grand Slam.
They pivoted over to Grand Slam around 2010, and we've been there every year with the exception of the pandemic years.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy Schmaltz has been wonderful. She is the one who spearheads this project, and we're all the way with her.
Now, that's just one of many events, programs, projects that you do throughout the summer. There's other opportunities where you load the kids up with their mentors and you go do a variety of different things throughout the year, right?
Yes, but not as many as we were doing 10, 15 years ago.
Pre-pandemic, yeah.
Yes, but we did develop a relationship with St. Paul's Episcopal Church.
Okay.
And we partnered with taking a group of youth to Lake Michigan in the summertime. And we still have our volunteer projects, cleanup projects in the summer. Yeah. We still have our summer trips to Detroit to visit various museums in Detroit, Motown.
Sweet!
It's just a continuation, and all of our projects and programs and our trips are based on what the youth would like to see happen, what the community would like to see happen. All of our programs and projects and trips are researched.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I know, just from my perspective, when we are on that bus and we're taking a lot of kids out of Jackson to Detroit, to Comerica Park, and they see, Jackson's got some tall buildings, not Detroit tall buildings though, and they see the tire along 94 and they see those tall buildings for the first time, the awe and the wonderment on their faces it's so awesome to see.
It's not just seeing something different as they go along, they ride along until we reach our destination.
Yeah.
It's just being in that stadium, being in Comerica Park.
Sure. Right.
The R's and the A's get a little louder.
Yeah, they do.
they get a little bit more excited.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's it like when you take those kids to Lake Michigan and they see that? Because I mean, we're talking about a lot of kids who never leave Jackson. Or haven't left Jackson, or if they have, they haven't really gone far out of Jackson. Yes. What's that like when they see Lake Michigan for the first time?
It's a blessing. Mm-hmm. That's the other side of being heart-wrenched in a good way. Mm-hmm. Watching the kids just enjoy that sand, that water, and just enjoying themselves. Looking at them being free is just on the other side of being heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very cool. All right. Yes. What else didn't I ask you or didn't we talk about today that our listeners need to know about Save Our Youth, as we have Thomas Burke in the studio with us here today?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about my board of directors. I wanted to just name them off. We have Dr. Bob Powell, who's our board chair. We have Kathleen Connolly, our board secretary, Jeff Hansen, our board treasurer. Our board directors are Jock White, Harold White Jr., Tanisha Bradshaw, Cameron Cohn, and Chad Cerkey, our board directors and board executives. And then we have our staff.
Okay.
We have our Dom Nicholson, who is our executive assistant. We have Doug Nicholson, Don's husband.
Hmm.
They make a great team.
Yes, they do.
Never hear an argument either.
At least not at work time. Right?
Not at work.
Not at work.
Doug Nicholson is our data analysis person.
Okay.
We have Akai Suddeth, who is our website designer.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have, here we go. We have... Tom Firth, I talked about Thomas Firth being our music instructor.
Yeah.
We have Emily, she is our art instructor.
Okay.
And I teach the robot training. I do the robot training with the
really.
Yes, I'm actually in the hunt to find a robot training instructor.
Okay.
And we will, if we can get a volunteer to do that, that right. would be great. But if we have to, we talk about a salary. We'll try to do our best.
I was going
to
say, Department of Corrections. I'm not sure if that prepared you for robotic instruction, Thomas.
Did it? No. No, but in between time, back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
I actually went to auto mechanic school and became a certified.
I didn't know that.
Yes, a certified auto mechanic. Okay. And I do have my first license, state of Michigan auto mechanic license, sitting on my desk in my office.
Right I now. Did not know that. Yes. So next time I check engine light comes on, can I call you?
No.
Well, hopefully it won't. What happened? All right. So that's you learn something new every day. All right.
Yes, yes,
all right, sure. Thomas, one more time. Just kind of give us that elevator speech for any of our listeners who might be joining us here midway through the conversation as we're having Thomas Burke live in the studio from Save Our Youth. Just once again, give us that elevator speech. Just a quick little snapshot of what Save Our Youth is and kind of what your mission is here in Jackson.
Save Our Youth is a nonprofit mentoring organization. We've been serving the city of Jackson, the county of Jackson, since 2004. Mm-hmm. We have done everything we can do, and we continue to do for our youth and the families and the businesses in the city of Jackson. Whatever gaps we can fill when it concerns the youth's well-being, mm-hmm. we are there. We are not in no competition with anyone. Yeah. We are there for the long haul. We just want to bring a better city of Jackson through our youth.
Okay. If you could put a number on it, and I'm sure you didn't come prepared with the number right off the top of your head, so I'm just going to ask you to ballpark it if you could. The number of youth saved through Save Our Youth since you started 20-plus years ago.
The last count, official count, before... the pandemic, 492.
And that was before the pandemic?
Yes.
Okay. And things have changed quite a bit. Yes. I mean, you're still trying to get back to where you were pre-pandemic. You peaked before pandemic, yeah.
Yes, yes. We were doing services that we understood that were not being done anywhere else.
Right.
So we stood out at that time.
That's and the thing, I think what the pandemic did was really it impacted our kids. I don't feel, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't feel like kids are as apt to get out and do things post-pandemic as they were prior to 2020.
They are not. I'll tell you, Mark, right now, just we are, Save Our Youth, we are building a playground.
Oh, yeah?
On the south side.
Okay.
We took we've got some land. We got a lot where a house used to be, and we have flipped it into something beautiful.
Okay.
With the support of many funders in the community.
What
our one of our objectives is are to get the youth outside and do some healthy things and have some fun in the sun and just be out there interacting with other kids on a more positive way.
For sure.
And we want the adults and the parents to be engaged in this project as well. The
kids need to get outside. They need to play. Kids need to get dirty, Thomas.
Yes, yes.
Kids need to get dirty.
Dirty in a good way.
In a good, yes. Well, you know what I mean, right? You know what I mean. They need to get out and get dirty. All right. Thomas, this was a pleasure. It was so good to see you again. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Mark, it's always been a pleasure being around you. I love your support.
Oh, well, we're always happy to do it. All right. Thomas Burke joining us from Save Our Youth. You're listening to AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
I'm Mark Daly, and you're listening to the AM Jackson Podcast.
AM Jackson on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
At 17 minutes now after 8 o'clock, you know, I've been doing this show, AM Jackson, for a year and a few months now. And one of the things, besides the sleep schedule, one of the things that was very difficult to figure out with my schedule was how in the world
Because I would come in when my regular routine was 8:30. I would come in, make a stop at Kelly Express Mart, pick up my cup of Flying Horse coffee to start my day, and then come into the station. And I can't get my Flying Horse coffee at 4 o'clock in the morning right now. But I do make trips after 10 o'clock to go get my Flying Horse coffee. That was a little bit of an adjustment with my schedule I had to figure out. And we have Andrea joining us here from Kelly Express Mart. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
So good to see you. I'm doing well.
Good.
And we're just, you know, good. Enjoying the morning and enjoying. That's not Flying Horse coffee.
No, that's a jumpstart T-bomb.
Okay. All right. So we've got Andrea in the studio with us from Kelly Express Mart. Things going well with Kelly Express?
Things are going well. Yeah. Things are going very well. Yep.
I love the location over there. The reason I want to say recently redone, but we're like a year plus, yes, of Robinson and Michigan Avenue, yep, now. That's fabulous over there.
That location is doing very well. Very busy. Mm-hmm. One of our busiest locations. We recently moved liquor over there. So just thing that you can grab on your way home.
I mean, because it was a very popular location. It was one of your busier ones, but it was so tiny. Yeah. It was so tiny, and you walk in there now, and I'm still awed at how big it is, and all the services that are available there now.
Yes, yeah. A lot of people at the old location wanted food service. You know, that was one of the things that we heard when we were rebuilding is, are you going to have a kitchen? Will we be able to get pizza? So when we rebuilt, we kept that in mind, and food service there is doing very well.
Yeah.
We're able to, you know, get lunch to a lot of the local businesses. People
for
are
sure.
ordering pizzas to take home for dinner, those kind of things. So it's truly done a good job so far.
And I want to get rid of this myth right now, because it's not like your typical gas station kind of pizza. I mean, it's good. It's really good. It's comparable to some of the other great pizza joints that we have here in Jackson. It's really good.
It is really good. Everything is fresh. We blend our own cheese. We make our own sauce from scratch. They do a great job. And all the locations are consistent. So whether you're getting a pizza at our South Street location or a Kearney Farm Road location, Napoleon, Clark Lake, West Michigan Ave, they should all be the same.
And those breakfast burritos, dare I say, epic. So good.
Those are pretty popular. And the breakfast pizza.
And I did have the breakfast pizza. That's right,
because
you brought that in.
Some, yeah.
You brought that in a few weeks ago when you're in. So that was really good too. One of the things that Kelly Express Mart has changed up or has added is 24/7 fuel.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So we're actually first approved in the state of Michigan to be 24/7 fueling. Mm-hmm. So essentially you can purchase fuel at any of our locations 24 hours a day, even if there's nobody on site. It's called unattended fueling. And basically you're just going to have to hit enter to acknowledge that there's nobody on site and that you see that there's an emergency phone and a spill kit if needed, and that you an emergency stop button if something were to happen. But you can use your card at the pump and fuel up whenever you need to.
That is so helpful.
It is.
I mean, because it's like with my schedule, I can fuel up before I come to work, which you can't do anywhere else, really.
Yes. And if you're traveling, I mean, a lot of places, you know, 24 hours just isn't a thing at a lot of places anymore. So to be able to, you know, get fuel 24 hours, I do think is a good perk.
And you have the location, which we talked about before. You have the location out by the expressway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, we have one on South Street, the one on County Farm Road is right next to 94.
Right, okay. So we have Andrea from Kelly Express Mart in the studio with us here today, and have we talked about ice cream yet?
I don't think so.
Let's talk about ice cream.
All right.
We're hitting the sweet spot of the season where ice cream is just the perfect time of the year.
Yeah, I just keep telling myself, spring is coming, it's going to stop snowing one day.
right.
So April 10th, the Galley in Napoleon ice cream is opening. We have revamped the menu, we have a great staff, and we are hoping to have a good year. We've added some new menu items. We have 12 different flavors of Ashby's Hard Dip ice cream. We offer parfaits, flurries, slush, I mean, everything that you could imagine at a normal ice cream venue.
Yeah, we did some sports coverings out there in Napoleon.
Okay.
And it feels like that location just has a little bit different feel than some of the others, because it feels like that is a hub for Napoleon at that location right there. It's like it's kind of like a central point of the community.
Well, agreed, agreed. I mean, they have the bank, the Flagstar Bank. Uh-huh. They have the hardware store, the Kelly Express Mart, the Subway, the mm-hmm. ice cream, the galley. I mean, really, you don't have to go anywhere else.
Just park right there, and you're good to go.
Park right there and get everything you need.
Good to go. All right. Flying Horse Coffee, my favorite coffee on the planet. I love the blueberry flavors that you have. I love the Traverse City. I like a fruity coffee. I'll check my man card now if I need to, but I like a fruity coffee. And you guys have coffee pretty much at every location.
We do have coffee at every location. I can't promise you you'll have blueberry coffee at every location, but
I'm aware.
You might have.
I know I have cherry there, though. If it's not blueberry, I know I'm going to have cherry.
And we have take-home bags, so if you aren't able to get into a Kelly Express Mart at 4 a.m. because we aren't open yet, you can grab a bag and brew it at home.
Now, is that available? Because I know I saw it over on Jefferson Road.
You can buy it at any location.
Any location is available now.
Yep, okay. And we are going to add a few additional flavors. So,
oh, yeah?
I don't want to give away anything, but maybe.
You can't give me a tease. Come on.
Maybe a flavor may be coming soon.
Okay. That's not much of a tease, but thank you for that. All right. I'm going to go off script, and I love how you guys carry Knutson's bait at the Jefferson Road location, too. That makes it very helpful for me.
Yes, Knutson's does a good job. They delivered quite a few of our locations for bait.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
All right. So what else? What else do we talk about, Andrea, from Kelly Express Mart, Kelly Fuels, that we need to be talking about today?
Ham and propane. You know, it's curling season.
Yeah.
Get your, come and exchange your tanks or pick up a tank if you need one. You can do that at any of our locations as well.
Wait, hold on a second. I lost you for a second. I don't know what happened. Try it again. Oh, grab that one, pull it over. For some reason, this microphone just decides to. There we go. That's
all
better.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Kelly, and that's the only propane that I use because it's right on my routine. I'm a person of routines, and it's right there at all the Kelly Express Mart locations that I go. And I just pick up a gallon when I need to exchange it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You never want to run out of propane when you're grilling.
No, you don't.
Just another convenience item that you can pick up.
And you also have the My Rewards program or the rewards program also for when you're fueling up.
Yep. Yeah. You can use your EM rewards to earn points inside and at the gas pump, and you can redeem those rewards to maybe earn a free propane tank or exchange.
A gas tank. Yeah, whatever. How are things going? This is that time of year, the car wash over here.
It's
pretty busy.
It does get pretty busy.
Yeah.
You got to pick special times to go to the car wash if you don't want to
wait. I see that line couple three deep. Yeah. I'm like, all right, next time. Next time I get it. I still have it hanging right there, the little receipt. I still have it hanging in my right there in the sun visor thingy. But what else? Anything else going on, Andrea, that we need to talk about?
I mean, food service, obviously. You can pick up, we're running some promotions in April and May for pizza. You can get two item pizzas for $25 at any of our food service locations.
Okay.
Pizza by the slice. We're doing some remodeling at our South Street location, so there'll be a little bit of a facelift there. Their register counter is going to get redone, so to make it just a little bit easier for customers and for our employees.
Okay. Any other locations going to be seeing anything new?
Spring Arbor Road in the future, probably.
Spring Arbor Road. Any other ones that we can... No,
I know you're really hoping that one right down the road.
Yeah,
and
maybe
at some point.
You're leaving me hanging. Okay, very good. All right, well, Andrea, as always, it's a pleasure have you in
Thank
the studio and talk
me.
About everything going on. And you know, I miss getting together on occasional April mornings and misjudging how cold it's going to be.
I totally agree. We have had some miserable, to say the least, April Fuels morning.
But give away those tanks of gas. It was always a lot of fun. So.
Yes.
All right. Good seeing you again. Thanks
you
for
too.
Being here.
Thank you.
News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
You're listening to the AM Jackson Podcast with your host, Mark Daly.
There it is. The official theme song of the County National Bank Show. Live from the County National Bank studio here in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. And this week's host, we welcome back Barry Malik. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. And thank you for the invite to the event, the March event out at Eagles Nest.
That was a great event, and I'm glad you showed up. We had so many people that came out, and
Yeah, always an enjoyable time.
I'm not sure what it was that they had served up, but it was a fried ball of something that was spicy, and it was so good out there.
Oh, yeah.
They took care of us.
Yeah.
They took care of us.
Yeah, the Eagle's Nest in Blair, they do a great job out there, and I don't know if you had the walleye bites, but they were very tasty.
I had a little bit of everything.
Okay.
A little bit of everything.
Being that it was a Friday, they made sure they had some fish on the platter.
For sure, for sure.
Well, yeah, good to be here again. Thanks for ordering up some warmer weather the last few days.
I'll take full credit.
Yeah.
When the weather's bad, we blame Andy Provenzano. But when the weather's good, I'm going to take full credit.
Okay.
Exactly. That's how it works here. Right.
Want to jump in. We got a lot of things to cover today. Want to jump into our community events and news. Some past events that we had the Chamber of Commerce State of the Community was held on 3/12 with Jonathan Green, city manager for Jackson, and Mike Overton, county executive, and we had a great turnout for that. I have the honor and privilege to be on the chamber board, and the whole board was excited about how many people came out for that event, and it's always good to get a bead on what's going on in the community just from the people who are running things in our city and in our county. So Jackson Interfaith Shelter also had an event last week. They had their ceremonial groundbreaking for the new family housing facility. That was last Wednesday, and great community turnout. I mean, the weather was cold that day. I mean, a lot of us had hats and gloves on, but wonderful turnout, and the community really came together to raise funds for that, and C&B was privileged to be able to play a significant role in that, both in helping to acquire a forgivable loan grant from the Federal Home Loan Bank, and also a contribution from our foundation. The March Madness event, as you mentioned, we had Friday, and that was our appreciation event for all of our clients and centers of influence, and that was a great turnout as well. So, I mean, the turnout we're seeing for events, and this is a good time of year because it's kind of in between, and it's not summer, it's not Christmas time, so it's a good time to get people out. Upcoming chamber events are coming. Wake Up Jackson on the 9th of April, 7:30 to 9 a.m. That's at 49 South. And those have been wonderful events to come out and network with people. Leadership Jackson graduation is on the 22nd of April, 5 to 7 at Spring Arbor University. And then the Civics Bee is coming up on the 28th of April at 6 to 8 p.m. at Spring Arbor University. Quick review of some of the financial and economic data. As of last Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial was down 2.09%. For the year to date, down 4.79%. And, you know, what's driving that for the most part is the Iranian situation and the price of a barrel of oil, which has gone up, and the price at the tank or at the the pump has gone up so much, and that's really shaken the markets. But we've seen these things before. The S&P 500 was down 1.87% last week, for the year down 4.7. NASDAQ was down 2.06 last week, and for the year it's down 6.73. The only glimpse of positivity this year has been the emerging markets. That was only down 0.33% last year, and emerging markets for the year is a positive 4.51. And that just lends to the case that I'm always talking about, driving home the importance of diversification and asset allocation. You want to have a little bit of all these areas in your portfolio so they're represented, so when one zigs, the other zags. And if you've got that representation of international emerging markets, that helps offset the down area you're feeling right now in the domestic stocks. The bond area, U.S. aggregate bonds, down 0.51% last week, and year-to-date down 0.68. And again, bonds traditionally being a hedge against the volatility in the market. So you're only looking at the year-to-date down about 0.5%, whereas the stocks are down, in some cases, almost 5%, depending on the index. Gold also took a dip last week after it's had a long, sharp run up, was down 9.62%. 2% last week. Still positive, 5.39 for the year. And got a lot more information to cover, but I want to jump right into our guest today. We've got Hannah Scheuer here with us from the Dahlem Center, and she's the executive director of the Dahlem Center. And so really excited to have you here with us today, Hannah.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So, Hannah, how long have you been in the position of executive director there?
I have been at the Dahlem Center almost 3 years now.
Wow, time flies.
It does. It goes extra fast when you're having a good time.
Absolutely. And C&B really appreciates our relationship with the Dahlem Center.
Absolutely. And we appreciate it, too.
Well, good, good. So it's a good, congenial, rewarding relationship for both of us. And so, you know, I love getting out there and just getting out in nature and walking, hiking. It's so many miles of trails. I can get in a lot of steps and a lot of miles out there.
You can, yeah. And anyone is welcome to come out and check out the trails. They're open dawn to dusk every day. And we've got about 5 miles in total of trails that are available for hiking.
Just for our listeners who may not be aware, there might be one or two out there. For listeners who may not be aware, just kind of give us like the elevator speech. What is the Dahlem Center here in Jackson?
Well, the Dahlem Center is an environmental education center here in Jackson. We are kind of adjacent to Jackson College, so we're on South Jackson Road. That's where our main entrance is, but we do have a trailhead right across from Jackson College and one off of Wickwire Road as well. So you can access the trails a couple different ways. But our mission is to bring environmental education and outdoor experiences to the people of South Central Michigan. And so anyone is welcome to come out and enjoy the trails. We also have a plethora of environmental education and outdoor programming that folks are welcome to come take advantage of. You can find out all of our upcoming events and things on dahlemcenter.org.
Yeah.
So for those who aren't familiar, check that out. You can find trail maps on there so you can get familiar with what we've got there. We've got tons of different habitat types to explore and lots of wildlife to see. So lots of people bring binoculars with them.
Oh, for sure.
Check out the birds and the deer and the other critters that are out there. So
for sure. I know there's a lot to see. Barry?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, as I walk out there, I see you have some interesting information. Little placards with information, also some exercise and stretches, and that's interesting. Tell us a little bit about how that came to be and how often is that updated?
So we've got a variety of different information pieces along the trails. So there is the different exercise or stretching stations that we're partnered with Henry Ford to put those up. And then we also partner with the Jackson District Library to do a story walk on one of our trails. So that is updated seasonally, where we have a new story kind of to go along with each of our seasonal changes. And folks can check that story out as it changes and come out and kind of read the story. It's very family friendly for if you've got kiddos. It's usually lots of pictures as well. So anyone can enjoy the story that's out there. So,
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. You know, the nice thing about that is, and it's similar to what they're doing out on the Falling Water Trail with the art, it makes it interesting. So, you know, if you frequent there a lot over time, you also get a variety of information and displays to kind of spruce things up, spice it up.
Absolutely, yeah. And so in addition to having just the information out on the trails, you can come out and enjoy the trails seasonally as well and see the different changes that the seasons bring. And we also have our exhibit room in our kind of main building there that we rotate the exhibit theme monthly. So there's a new theme to check out each month and check out that and learn a little bit more about whatever is happening at that time of year. So right now we've got Birds of Michigan. And then I believe next month we'll be talking about weather. So lots of new things to check out.
Is there a membership to go along with that? Are the trails free? How do people get on the trails?
Sure. Well, the trails are open to anybody in the community who wants to come out and enjoy them. But as you are well aware, trail maintenance does require some funding. So if people want to support us by having a membership, that helps immensely and goes towards that trail upkeep and maintenance. So we do have some different membership levels, and there are additional perks to being a Dahlem member as far as like discounts on programs and outdoor adventure summer day camp. You know, members can get a discount for those things too. So definitely it's a great way to support us through a membership.
And they just find that information online, sign up that way. Should they walk in? Best way?
Whatever your preference is, really. Okay. So you could stop by the office, or, you know, we do have memberships available on the internet. That's certainly a super easy way to do it, but you know, we can do it the old-fashioned way, too.
Why not? Why not, right?
With a paper and a pencil.
Paper and a pen, yep. That works, too.
So, Hannah, tell us a little bit about how you came into this career. Do you have a background in conservation? Do you have a passion for the outdoors and biology?
Absolutely. So it's always, you know, as a kid, I always wanted to teach people about wildlife and the environment and how we're all kind of interconnected. And so I actually went to school for wildlife ecology and environmental education. So I kind of put those two kind of together. And so I worked with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources for about 15 years doing wildlife education outreach. And, you know, I've been living in the Jackson area for all that time and saw this career opportunity pop up. And I thought, well, hey, that's my dream job right there, is being able to really bridge that gap and have a place where people can come and connect with nature. Right in their own backyards, even if they're, you know, maybe not have a backyard full of nature to explore, we can provide that here for those folks. And so, you know, the rest is history, I guess you might say. But it's an adventure every day, and I just love it.
Okay.
So you have the nature background, the biology, the conservation, kind of unique, though, combining that with the management and the financial side of running an organization like that.
Yep.
Expound a little bit on that and how you guys are funded. You know, Mark had mentioned memberships, but I'm sure you're always willing to take a bequest from an estate, or if someone wants to write you in as a beneficiary on a on an account or an IRA.
Absolutely, yeah. So we've got all of those opportunities available for folks. You know, we do have a good portion is supported through those private donations, whether it be just a one-time donation, or if someone has an ongoing donation, or like an endowment fund that they've set up, something like that. So we've got a variety of different avenues and support. We also do fill out grant applications and things like that for different funding opportunities. So we kind of look for a diverse, way to support what we do. But certainly the support from the people in this community is huge and makes an incredible difference on the work we do.
Yeah, Barry likes to use the word portfolio.
There we go, portfolio.
Right, right. Well, you mentioned that one of the things that you love to do is you love the outreach part of it and you love the education part of it. And so what are some of the things that are coming up this season that our listeners can look forward to out at the Dahlem Center?
Absolutely. So for springtime, one event that we have coming up that's very popular, families love to participate in, is our Night of the Amphibians. So if you like frogs and toads, this is your chance to get out and hear them.
They're so loud right now.
No, it's my favorite sign of spring.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. So we've got coming up in April. April 9th is going to be our Night of the Amphibians, so folks can sign their family up, come out, learn a little bit about the different sounds you can hear and how to identify the different frogs that are making those sounds.
Okay.
And then we'll go out and see if we can spot some and get up close and personal with them. So
great time to do that, too, before even the bugs start to settle in the summer. So it's perfect to get out.
And then for our adults, we have the woodcock program and night walk. So the American woodcock is a really unique bird, and it's coming back here now that it's springtime.
Okay.
And they have a really interesting mating performance that they do after the sun sets. And so we'll talk a little bit about the bird, kind of its habitat, its biology, and then we'll take a hike out to the prairie so we can look and listen for these birds. They do this really intricate spinning dance and twittering with their wings. It's really cool to see and hear, even though it's dark out, you can usually see it.
Will the woodcock come to my bird feeder?
Probably not.
Okay.
They like to dip in the dirt and pick up earthworms and bugs and stuff.
Right.
So they're not a bird feeder bird.
Not going to see them. All right.
Yeah.
What's the date of that event?
The Woodcock Night Walk is April 9th, and Night of Amphibians is April 17th.
Okay. Very interesting. What else you got coming up?
Well, we've got some volunteer opportunities coming up as well. So if folks want to help us out with our school programs and be a trail leader, we've got a volunteer training coming up on April 1st.
Okay.
And then if folks want to get out and kind of get their hands in the dirt and get dirty with us, we've got our spring work bee coming up May 2nd.
Okay.
And that's an opportunity that's available for anyone who wants to come out. We'll have a variety of projects for folks who want to give us a hand with our either spring cleanup. We'll do some invasive plant management, I'm sure, and some other projects around the grounds.
Sure.
So
a few years ago when I was working for the animal shelter, we would do dog walking events, and we would do them along the raised garden, the garden beds.
Mm-hmm.
Did you still have the garden beds?
Yes, we do. Yep. Over, that's off of Wickwire Road. We have our ecology farm and garden. And so, yes, we do still have our garden beds.
Are they all taken up or can people get in?
We do have a waiting list, so we might have a few open spots coming up. We have to kind of check and see, but...
because Barry needs a spot to grow his zucchini.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well,
or cucumbers.
There you go. We can hook you up.
All right. So how do they get on the waiting list?
Just give the office a call. Okay. And then we can put you on our waiting list for a garden plot. Like I said, we might have a couple that are opening up this year. Cool. And then, it's a great opportunity to learn about organic gardening, get connected with some other local gardeners. It's really cool to see them when they're in full bloom. And certainly we've got the trail that goes around the gardens that you could check out as well.
Right.
And that is the only dog-friendly trail on the grounds.
Right.
So if you are bringing a
dog... From the gardens.
From the gardens off of Wickwire Road. So you're welcome to bring a leashed dog on our butterfly trail that goes around there. But everywhere else on the grounds, we do not allow dogs. So just keep that in mind if you're coming out on
the
trails.
That's good to know. And that's nice. You make accommodation for dog owners. There is a trail for that.
Yeah. Yep. But the rest of the grounds, we like to try and leave the wildlife undisturbed so for folks who are out looking for birds and deer and stuff, they can see those. And
as we wrap up, Barry, any more comments here?
Yeah, just one thing. The river that flows through there, it seems like there's a spring or springs, kind of a unique river. Is that part of the Grand River?
I think it eventually connects up with it,
Okay. Yeah. All right. Beautiful back in there, though. I don't know, the prairie area. It's like you feel like you're in Nebraska or something.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, last summer we actually did a prescribed burn on the prairie and then planted a bunch of wildflowers. So I'm excited to see what that's going to look like this spring. So definitely come check that out.
All right.
So as we wrap up, Hannah, what's the best way for people to get a hold of the Dahlem Center or you?
I would say the best way to keep updated on upcoming events and activities is dahlemcenter.org.
Okay.
But you can also certainly call the office if you've got questions, and that number is 517-782-3453.
And if you want to get a hold of me for anything financial, investment, estate planning, reach out to me at 517-768-0043.
County National Bank Show, live from the County National Bank Studio. This is AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
This has been the AM Jackson Podcast. Tune in live weekday mornings from 6 until 10 at News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.